The vetoed tax credit proposal was aimed at recouping profits from a business Massachusetts hasn't seen in quite some time. Troy Siebels is president and CEO of the Hanover Theater in Worcester.
Well, it would have helped Massachusetts theaters like us compete with other theaters in neighboring states to launch either pre-Broadway shows that used to play Boston before they would go to New York, or, and this is more likely what would affect us as the Hanover in Worcester, touring shows before they leave on national tour.
If enacted, theater companies would have been reimbursed for 25% of the total production and performance expenses of a show. Democratic Representative Nick Collins of Boston sponsored the legislation that made it through both the House and Senate before stopping at the governor's desk. He says the idea was to help Massachusetts theaters better compete with other states that had passed similar laws to those in Illinois, Louisiana, and in upstate New York.
Then I believe Massachusetts should not play second fiddle to any of the state, and also the real job creation opportunities that were there and to strengthen our creative economy.
One stipulation of the tax credit was that it only applied to theaters with at least 600 seats, excluding smaller venues like the Williamstown Theater Festival. Collins says the reason for the limit was to ensure significant job growth for backstage work on large productions.
And it's not something that I would have been against. Expanding, beyond the borders of 600 seat capacity. But I think in order to make the case that this was going to be a job creator, a significant job creator, and one that we could actually measure, that was where the threshold came.
Greg Bialecki is the state's secretary for economic development.
The theater production tax credit, I think even its supporters would admit, was going to support really a handful of productions at a handful of theaters. So, for example, the R&D tax credit expansion, which the governor did sign, by contrast, is available to companies in any doing research and development in any industry.
While it's unknown how the tax credit would have impacted the Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater in Pittsfield and the Mahawi in Great Barrington, both of which hold more than 600 people, those living near Worcester's Hanover Theater with 2,300 seats could have seen more job opportunities, according to Siebels.
Whereas the cast for a show likely as not don't come from Massachusetts. Some might, but they could come from anywhere and probably largely New York. The crew, though, is almost entirely going to be local to the area that launches the show, so that would have been Massachusetts crew, lighting, sound, rigging, costume people, props people. The same people that benefit occasionally by the Massachusetts Film Tax Credit that would have done the same thing for theater.
Siebel says a Broadway production at the Hanover Theater requires a crew of 30 to 60 people.
Now, for the Hanover Theater in Worcester, those folks are only on contract for 3 to 5 days, or a little longer, depending on how the show runs. But obviously, if a Broadway show is opening, you talk about that, those people being on contract for a month or more.
Julia Dixon is the director of Berkshire Creative. She says the proposal is a missed opportunity for the area.
We're not Boston, so these kinds of programs, even if they do bring in temporary workers from New York, can benefit the area so much.
Representative Collins says he was surprised Governor Patrick vetoed the legislation. He says he's heard disappointment from labor organizers representing those who work off stage.
We're not going to dwell on it too long, but we're going to go back to the drawing board and see how we can get this thing in place.
The Hanover Siebels is hopeful as well.
I hope that the effort comes back in the next session, because I do think it's a worthwhile thing.
The Massachusetts Cultural Council did not take a formal position on the proposal. Spokesman Greg Liakos noted Governor Patrick's track record in supporting the arts.
We think the most effective way to benefit the nonprofit theaters in Massachusetts is to increase funding for general operating support and to maintain the capital funds through the Cultural Facilities Fund.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.